Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 10, verses 27 to 30. John chapter 10, verse 27 to 30. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. My theme for reflection is the unbreakable grip of grace. The unbreakable grip of grace. Some of us are better at recognizing voices than others. You can often tell who has siblings by how quickly they identify a voice calling their name across a crowded room. And then there are the rest of us who spend several awkward seconds squinting at a stranger, wondering, do I know this person? But there is something unmistakable about the voice of someone you love, especially someone who knows you deeply in return. That is the image Jesus uses in John 10, 27 to 30 when he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. In this post-Easter world, we are reminded that the resurrection is not just a past event, it is a present guarantee. The verses are a balm to those living with uncertainty, sorrow, and fear. In a world that often feels unstable, Jesus gives us one of the clearest and most stabilizing promises in the Gospels. Those who belong to him are eternally secure. Jesus Christ does not describe his followers as impressive or powerful. He calls them sheep. Not exactly the most flattering metaphor. But in doing so, he captures something deeply true. Sheep are not known for their wisdom, strength, or cleverness. They are known for their need, their dependence on the voice of the shepherd. It is not our strength that defines the relationship. It is the shepherd's voice, the shepherd's knowledge, and the shepherd's protection. Augustine of Hippo once wrote, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. In this passage, Jesus echoes that intimate assurance. I know them, not in a general statistical sense, but personally and relationally. He knows your fears, your failures. He knows your voice. And astonishingly, he still chooses to call you his own. The promise does not stop there. Jesus goes further. I give them eternal life and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. These are words of deep assurance. The shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep now guarantees their safety. Death may still come to the body, but it cannot come to the soul that is held in the grip of divine grace. Jesus says what no human leader can ever truthfully promise, you are safe with me forever. And as if to seal the certainty, Jesus adds, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. I and the Father are one. These words underline the divine authority and unity between the Son and the Father. The security of the sheep rests not just in Jesus' compassion, but in God's omnipotence. You are not held by a flimsy threat of religious sentiment, but by the everlasting hands of the triune God. So what does this mean for us today? It means that in a world filled with fleeting guarantees and fragile hopes, there is a voice that still calls your name. a voice that you can learn to recognize, to trust, and to follow. And when you do, you will discover that you are not only known, but eternally kept. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, do you recognize the voice of Jesus in your life? And are you responding to it daily? Number two, how does knowing you are held securely by Christ shape the way you face uncertainty, grief, or temptation? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a few minutes today in silence. No phone, no distractions. Simply ask, Jesus, help me hear your voice. Write down what comes to heart, a word, a memory, a scripture, and reflect on how he might be guiding you. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd, you know me by name and call me to follow you. In the noise of life, help me hear your voice and trust your leading. Thank you for the gift of eternal life and the promise that no one can snatch me from your hand. Help me walk in the security of that truth and to extend your love and care to others as one of your sheep. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.